This week in the Missouri Senate, we review two of the appropriations measures that have been signed into law.
I think everybody knows we want to do something.
Long overdue, probably not enough, but it's a step in the right direction.
Each year, the legislature passes at least one measure designed to keep state services continuing through the fiscal year. The supplemental budget usually comes to the Missouri Senate during March, approximately 1 month before senators spend time on appropriations proposals aimed at the next fiscal year. Missouri's fiscal year runs July 1st through June 30th. Ever since the COVID-19 pandemic began in 2020, there have been changes made to how our state budgets and what financial resources are available. In late January, Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Caleb Rodden of Columbia talked about how there are two supplemental appropriations bills for the current fiscal year, the same way there were last year.
I have not heard any vocal opposition to the idea of moving at least this supplemental earlier and then having our kind of normal supplemental when we normally have it later in the year.
House Bill 14 was the first measure to see the governor's signature this year. It was signed on February 27th, as well as the first supplemental appropriations proposal for fiscal year 2023. Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Independence says House Bill 14 included a pay raise for state employees.
State employees investigate child abuse, they guard our prisons, they care for our veterans, they fix our roads, and many, many other extremely difficult jobs that a lot of times can be very mentally and physically taxing. It is progress in the right direction.
The state is undergoing many of the same hiring and retaining challenges private employers are experiencing. Senator Holly Thompson-Rader of Scott City serves on the Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee. She says the panel went over the first supplemental appropriations bill in January.
And it was services like an HR person in each one, services like a mental health specialist and things to be able to help them have an access to someone where they can download.
Corrections and mental health are the two areas where the state is working to get the necessary number of employees in place as soon as possible. Senator Tracy McCreary of St. Louis County says to this end, House Bill 14 also contains an additional boost for certain state employees.
I think might help us fill some of these critical jobs that we're having trouble filling is the budget includes a $2 per hour shift differential for people that work at facilities that are 24/7. So it should allow us to help pay folks a little bit more that are having to work those more challenging second and third shifts.
The second supplemental appropriations measure more mirrors the standard request during an existing fiscal year. The governor signed House Bill 15 on May 15th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of truly agreed to and finally passed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.